Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Live from Sydney, it's Thumb Cramps Abroad!
On the road again.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Hello and welcome to another very, very, very special edition of Thumb Cramps. Our road trip to Sydney continues.
Yes.
This month we're still on the road.
That's right. We are on the road.
And unfortunately, because we're in Sydney and very far away from any of our friends or anyone we know, this is just a very special episode, Jackson, where it's me, you, and one video game.
That's true. The guest of this episode is a video game in a way.
That is true.
Yeah.
And welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all the boys.
And today, Jackson, we're talking about a very special game.
That's true.
A game that's frankly effed up.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Effed
up. That's the closest you've ever come to saying a swear, except when you swear accidentally. Wow.
I should probably say it's Jeffed up.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one Jeffed up video game, and that is Tears of the Kingdom, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
Exactly.
And no other games. None.
Yeah, this game crazy.
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking exactly the same thing.
This game freaking crazy. I think the thing with Tears of the Kingdom is
we were excited, but we were scared.
Everybody was a bit trepidatious because Breath of the Wild was, I think it came up, don't worry. Nobody heard you open up a can of pop.
Yeah. I'm enjoying a beverage whilst on my gaming holiday.
Because Breath of the Wild, I don't think it's too crazy to say that it was sort of a bit revolutionary, Breath of the Wild as a game. So everybody was like,
that's a bold call.
Yeah. Well, it feels a bit lame to call anything revolutionary. Who cares? It's a video game.
It's a love letter to new ideas.
Yeah, exactly. But people were like, man, can they match it? And also because we all knew that it was going to be the same sort of like map as before.
Yeah,
same. Is it going to be enough? Are there going to be enough changes?
Yeah.
You know? That's us. You know, before Tears of the Kingdom came out. But, like, it's unrecognizable, really, a lot of the map. I've still lost so often, even though, like, I'm like, I've played this. I've been everywhere on this map. But still, I'm like, where the hell am I?
What the hell is going on?
What the hell is happening to me?
I was riding motorbike around here, yet don't know where I am.
Exactly. So,
and also, because the game was pretty much universally praised, there has been a couple of people that have jumped online with some pretty controversial takes.
That's true. I've seen them, too.
Someone claiming that the game is too ugly, and because it's only 30 frames per second, it's giving them intense migraines.
That's so funny. It chugs. It doesn't really. The only places it's chugged for me were in that town where you can do dyes to your clothes.
I haven't been there yet.
Potato Village, maybe?
Yeah.
But that's because there's a lot going on, and occasionally in, like, big fights, but not really.
Yeah, it's usually just a moment where it drops. I mean, that's not good, but I'm not here saying that's good. But claiming that the game's too ugly and it's 30 frames per second, so you're getting intense migraines.
Yeah.
Have you played a video game that came out more than 5 years ago?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no, my brain hurts because it's moving slightly faster than the movies.
I saw a complaint as well where somebody was like, this is a great game, obviously, but I feel like I spend most of my time in little menus at like kind of doing busy work, and there's like it's like overwhelming or whatever, which I thought it was going to be at first as well.
Yeah.
And it kind of is for like the first 5 minutes because you're like, what the hell? But like once you get a handle on it, it's actually so, it's intuitive,
yeah.
You know? And you do spend a lot of time. You actually don't really spend that much time in menus. You know what I mean?
No, especially considering there's a few things that you're in the menu for a bit. Like anytime you want to like fuse something to an arrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anytime you want to cook, that takes a while.
But the way with, that like, you fusing stuff to an arrow is so you're like, get the arrow ready, press up on the D-pad, pick the item.
Yeah.
The only thing I think that takes a little long, and this because I assume I'm doing it wrong, is when you want to fuse something to your sword, do you have to take it out and drop it?
Yeah,
and then
that's
fuse
how
it?
I do it too, but surely
that feels so wrong. Yeah. That feels like we're messing something up.
But... yeah, we've made some kind of mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I did a shrine that taught me how to do it the other way, and I just immediately forgot.
Okay.
Because the shrine was like, you can throw stuff.
Yeah.
And because you know how there's the D-pad button to go through your materials.
Yeah.
I think if you go through your materials that way, then press the throw button, then you're automatically holding it so you don't have to. Maybe
wait,
that would work.
You can
work.
Throw
haven't
any material?
It. You can throw any material.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, duh, of course, because you can hold any material.
No, but this is like throw it like a weapon.
That's crazy. This game's crazy. I'm eternally surprised in this game. I was also full spoilers, I guess, for as far as we are Breath of the Tears of the Kingdom.
Our full spoilers are we've both done one dungeon.
Yeah.
And we've done a different dungeon.
Yeah, exactly, in separate places.
I did the one the game told me to do.
I went straight to the desert, and I was so confused. And clearly, I was not ready for what it threw at me.
Don't worry. When I went to the place where the the dungeon is that, I guess they're temples. They're called temples. Where the temples are, like, I was still dying in one hit to everyone.
Yeah.
And I had 6 hearts, which means I'd done 8 shrines, plus an extra bit of stamina, so 12 shrines. And I was still like, everything's killing me in one, maybe two
That's
hits.
That's interesting.
Also, yeah. I'm wearing a full set of clothes, so I have defense.
Yeah. I wonder why this is happening.
Yeah. It's definitely kept the same thing of Breath of the Wild of like, okay, I'm dying a lot.
Yeah.
It's not an easy Zelda game. And you think you're going to be okay and you're not.
But it does this great...
But it's good.
Yeah, somehow I think more than Breath of the Wild, you're like, okay, I'm dying to this. How am I meant to, like, beat this or whatever? And then you just have to... The game gives you so many cooked tools to be like, I'll figure it out or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whereas previously you're like, I got a bad sword.
Yeah.
Now you're like, I'm going to attach someone's horn to my sword. Now I got the good sword, you
know? Okay, so obviously if people haven't played Tears of the Kingdom, there's a couple of abilities that have just blown Zelda wide open.
Yeah.
I guess the two big ones are an ability called Ultra Hand, which lets you just stick objects to each other, which has resulted in people making monstrosities.
Oh, yeah.
Or me making a bridge that's 5 planks stuck together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how am I meant to solve this? What if I just cut down every tree and stick them together? That's legitimately how I solved the puzzle. I was like, I need to get across this river, and if I get in the river, I freeze. There's 7 trees around me. So I'm just going to cut them all down.
I had a thing, so it was a shrine.
Yeah.
And the way that it clearly was meant to, it was teaching you like the fan device.
Yeah.
And it was like, right, you know, attach this to the back of a raft you make by connecting 3 pieces of wood. And then, you know, fly across the water or whatever. I was like, all right, sweet, I'll do that. The end of the dungeon or the shrine was this big body of water with the end of the shrine at one end and to the left. There was like a chest.
Yeah.
And I made it to the end of the shrine. I was like, I want to get that chest though. So I picked up the fans. I put them on the opposite, like the appropriate side of my raft. And then I went to hit them. And then my raft exploded and the fans just went flying away. And then I floated all the way back to the beginning. And I was like, well, I have no fans. I have no raft. How the hell am I going to get to the end there? But I still had a bunch of wood. So I was like, I will make the world's biggest bridge, I guess. And that's how I'll get across.
That's
like,
good.
There's just so many moments like that in the game where you're like, wow, okay, I've made the biggest mistake, but I got it out. You know what I mean?
I feel like that the way I solve puzzles is either... And we'll get to the other ability in a second. The way I solve puzzles is either like a bonehead caveman way or going way too intense for what it asks.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll be like, I need to clear this. Like, there's a minecart track, and the minecart track is broken in one section. I'm clearly meant to attach something to the minecart so it doesn't fall off. What if I just put 6 fans on it so it goes so fast and just jumps over the gap?
You never feel more like Wile E. Coyote than when you're playing this game.
But the other ability is Fuse, which allows you to fuse pretty much anything to your sword or your shield. And it makes a new weapon. So most objects have a stat boost that they give things. Some do nothing.
And some do nothing in a funny way where, like, I had this, you can get this chili that if you attach it to an arrow, it makes a fire arrow. And I was like, well, no brainer, attach it to my sword. And then I just had a sword with a chili on the end. I was like, okay, fair enough, game.
Have you found out how to do fire, ice, and electricity weapons yet?
I assume it was choo-choo jelly?
Nah. Well, I think that might work, but gems also do.
Oh, really? So I didn't know that.
So, like, what are their names? Wizrobes?
Oh, yeah. Wizrobes, I think. Yeah.
Wizrobes, yeah. They drop it. It's just like a stick with the gem on the end.
I see.
Which is funny because the gems are worth so many rupees, which are hard to get in this game.
I am so poor all the time. And I'll see some nice pants and I'll be like, wish I could buy them. Time to go be hot in the desert. I saw some, they were like, these pants are specifically designed. And like, it took me I don't know if you remember in Breath of the Wild, in the Gerudo town, there's like a clothing shop for boys, for bows.
Yeah.
And in there you can get like sand shoes that mean that you don't walk slow in the sand.
Yeah.
And that shop, for various story reasons, you have to basically solve a puzzle to open. And the puzzle involved going into the sewers, destroying a bunch of sewer rocks or whatever, and then using the third ability you have, Ascend, which lets you just go up through any surface or whatever, to get into their house to then open the door from the inside. And I this took me like half an hour to figure out or whatever. And then the pants were like 2,000 rupees.
And you were like, I got 30.
I will never buy those pants, I guess. Okay. I help a fella set up a sign, I get 20 rupees. It's not happening.
Yeah. I love that guy, though.
Yeah, me too. He is good. He loves his signs.
Yeah, he loves his signs. He loves the president. So if you are familiar with Breath of the Wild, the guy that helps build the town, Hudson, he's the president of Hyrule now. I don't know what happened. I haven't met him yet.
Yeah, no.
Presumably he's in the game.
Yeah.
Be funny if he's not.
He might not be. I don't know. There's so much about this game that I just don't. And like, I kind of thought by this point I would be getting spoilers. And I have had really minimal spoilers on social media. Like just an extra couple of bits of gear here, that kind of thing. But I just don't know. I don't know what the game's capable of, which is a super refreshing feeling. And I don't know what's coming. Like, I very early on, I'm on the surface of Hyrule, tooling around, walk into a forest, tree comes to life.
Yeah.
Tree crawls toward me on its roots. I was like, what the hell?
The tree's called an Evermean.
Yeah, and then he tries to slam me. And then I fell into the depths because the game has a whole underground area. Met an evil underground tree.
I haven't met them.
Okay, yeah, all right.
But the first thing, so when I jumped into the depths, the first thing I saw was a skeleton horse, and I was like, oh no, an enemy. No.
A horse.
They're just horses. They're just normal horses, but they're skeletons.
That's so good.
You just ride them.
That's so good.
But yeah, back to the fusing stuff, because what's the dumbest thing you've made? Like, a weapon you've used, but you've fused two things together and it's had an interesting effect.
To be honest, I don't think I've really used the fusing so much. For me,
single one of my weapons has something fused to
it. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, to be honest, the only things I fuse are, like, arrows, to be honest. That's really all I've done. The dumbest thing actually was the Zonai device, which is a spring. You know that one? I put that on my shield. And then when I blocked someone away, they were flying. And I was like, that's pretty funny. And then I did it another time, and I tried to shield surf and just bounced into the air. I was like, that's pretty good. But
that is good.
What about you?
I made a honeycomb bat, which was a bee's nest and a stick. And I was like, oh, that's funny. I wonder what'll happen when I hit someone. Bees come out and attack the enemy.
That's
so
awesome.
They're just being hassled by bees while you're fighting them.
That's fantastic.
I've accidentally fused a shield to my shield thinking it would add more defense, but it just keeps the same defense that your original shield has, so I fused a good shield to a bad shield.
That rules. I love when I accidentally, just in getting confused or whatever, fuse a rock to a weapon I really liked, and I'm like, well, that's wrecked, I guess.
Now
or fuse a rock to a shield, and I'm like, well, I can't surf on this, and it doesn't help me at all, really, with defense. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's just wrecking stuff is pretty funny. Fusing swords to swords is good because they get real long.
That is good, yeah.
I fused a Zonai sword with a Zonai sword because it was like, they get a bonus if they're fused with a Zonai device. And I was like, oh, okay.
Easy. Oh, no, too long.
But you still carry it like a normal sword.
Oh, that's great. It's just like, I don't know, you can do so much. That's like what, it's like... Everything you think you can do, I guess that's what makes like solving the puzzles the game presents you with so much fun.
Yeah.
Is because you're like, I do have limitless possibilities.
Yeah.
And anything that I think could theoretically work probably will work in some capacity. Like in one area in the desert, there was like these sand piles.
Yeah.
And I was like, and in this area of the desert, the game kept giving you those big Korok leaves that, you know, you make wind with. And I was like, oh yeah. I'll just blow it away with the Korok leaves, but then I accidentally walked too close to a flame and the leaf caught fire. And I was like, wow, I can't solve this dungeon without a Korok leaf. So I was like looking everywhere for, I couldn't find one. And then I was like, hang on a second. I got a fan in my inventory or whatever. Surely that will work the same. And it did. Like, it's, I don't know. It's that kind of thing that keeps happening. The game keeps presenting you with, and you could just, I don't know. It's nuts. It's
good stuff.
It's a good game.
It's a good game. I also was worried, and this is probably going to be, I guess, for people that haven't played the game and are a bit concerned about how big it is, because this is the type of game that is, I guess, similar to games that would just bounce off me.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to do. There's like a million things in the game. There's a million things you can do. But there's a tutorial area similar to Breath of the Wild,
mm-hmm.
except bigger. That slowly reveals your abilities to you.
Yeah.
And I think that, just like breaking everything up slightly.
Absolutely.
Definitely helps because you're like, oh, okay, I get this now. And then they give you the second one and you're like, oh, okay, I've got enough time to figure out what this does. And then by the time you got the third one, you're like, this is, that's all right. It's clicked. I got it.
And even still, like some of the, like I forget I have some of the abilities sometimes. Do you ever get that? Like I was.
Yeah, I forget about ascend all the time.
I was like, I'm trapped on the ground. I don't know how to get out. Wait a second. I could just go up. Like,
I found out that they added that into the game because when they were testing it, one of the developers put in like a debug code so that when he got sick of dungeons and stuff, he could just shoot up out of it.
That's great.
And they were like, huh, what if we just put this in the game? And they were like, yeah.
And I love, like, the game just sort of, like, embraces how game-breaking it can be. Like, so, for example, the first temple I did.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many temples there are.
Yeah, me neither.
I know on the cover there are 7 of those little tear-shaped things.
And there is, revealed in the game, and I guess this is a slight story spoiler, the sages are back.
Yes, that's true.
And there's 7 of them.
So, like,
but
maybe,
this time,
yeah.
Zelda's one.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. Is Zelda usually one?
Yeah, isn't she sometimes considered the 8th one? You remember there's the heroine statues or whatever in the Gerudo Desert, and there's an 8th statue you got to go find?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because there's 7 sages in Ocarina of Time, because there's Forest.
Yeah.
So there's the king, who's from the Light Temple, who's back in this game, but is a different guy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
He's a bird now.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Is he a bird or is he like a wolf? A dog man.
He's like a dog man.
Yeah.
Or like a goat man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He used to be a guy in Zelda. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
He's a goat man.
He's been a boat too.
Yeah. He's done a lot.
Yeah.
It's been...
Although that's a different King of Hyrule.
Yeah.
So Forest Temple, that's Saria. This is Ocarina of Time, not Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
It's different guys now.
Different guys, yeah.
Because there's Saria, there's the Goron Darunton or whatever his name is. The Zoroarom.
Sheik?
No,
not Sheik.
Impa? For that's Shadow.
Yeah.
Spirit is the Gerudo lady.
Yeah.
King is Light.
And one more.
Shadow, Spirit, Fire, Water.
Forest.
Maybe there is only... Maybe Zelda is always... Maybe there were 6 sages and Zelda's the 7th.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, Zelda's...
Huh?
Zelda's... What the hell?
What the hell? How many guys is
there? Yeah, so Zelda is the 7th sage in this.
So...
And I think that's normal.
So maybe there are going to be 7 temples? I have no idea. That would make sense.
Well, Ocarina of Time has 3 dungeons, 5 temples.
Yeah. But I also... What I like is like... Because in Breath of the Wild, you were like... Zora, Gerudo, Birdman.
What are the birds called?
Rito. Rito?
Yeah. No, that's their village name. Is that the name of them?
We got stupid in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a lie. We were stupid from the top of the episode.
We've been since we got to Sydney.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part of Sydney this week?
I think my favorite part of Sydney this week was hanging out with my good friends.
Yeah, good answer. Mine's been playing Zelda.
Yeah, me too, actually. Playing Zelda was probably the best. Screw my friends.
Yeah, we
dude.
Haven't even seen them or whatever. We've just been playing Zelda. What is the name of the birds?
I think they're Ritos.
Because
they're what the wet guys became, except not in Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom.
So it's Rito Village. The main village of the Rito people. That's like Kapow. Naming your village Goron Village, which is the name of the village.
Or Zora Domain or whatever. That is what they do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in Breath of the Wild, you just went to the four areas or whatever.
Yeah, the four divine beasts.
Yeah, that's all you did. So in this, I'm like, well, obviously there'll probably
Four areas at the start. So at the start of the game, it does the same thing where it's like, hey, Link, there's some great evil in the castle. Yeah. Go sort that out. So instead of defeat Ganon, which I think is the main thing that happens in Breath of the Wild, this one's find Princess Zelda. And I think you can just go straight there again if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know what the consequences of it this time
are. No, yeah, no idea.
Because in Breath of the Wild, every divine beast you had took a big chunk of Ganondorf's health. Where this time, there's no big guys that you get at the end of the temple. It's an ability.
Yeah. So which I really like the way they do the abilities. It's really cool. You get basically the champion or whatever. Yeah. They give you like a little kind of ghost version of themselves that just runs around with you and helps out or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's cool. I like it.
What does a Gerudo one do?
So it's this kind of very fun, and it's the only way I could beat the dungeon because I did it all with three hearts.
Yeah. What, so, 3 hearts?
Yeah, I did. Except for the boss. The boss, I was like, I need to get strong. So she does this thing where you go up to her and you say, let's go.
Yeah.
That's the button you press.
Yeah.
And she, from her, casts this, like, electricity field, and then wherever you fire your arrow, a huge lightning bolt strikes.
That's awesome.
Which was so useful for fighting enemies, and it was great.
That's sick.
What does the Rito person give you?
Blows a huge gust of wind, so, like, when you jump and float.
Oh, that's cool.
It blows you, like, quite horizontal. So it means exploration outside of the temple has been fun and easy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, what it's been good for, the electricity thing, is any combat. I'm like, well, I have no weapons or anything, but I've got a bunch of arrows. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Arrows are also kind of hard to come by in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very difficult, and they're expensive.
Yeah.
And rupees are hard to come by. So
everything's expensive because there's no money.
Where's the money going?
I guess we've just got to go collect bugs and sell them to Beedle, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Have you been to a stable yet?
Yeah, and got horse points.
Yeah.
Have you got enough horse points to attach a thing to your horse?
I got enough horse points to attach a thing to my horse.
Did you have a horse that crossed over? Because they have, like, transfer between the games, which I did not expect.
Yeah, me neither.
Did you? I had a horse I don't remember.
I had two horses. Yep. One was called Fella, and the other one was called, I can't remember, but I brought in a third horse that sucked, so I named it Bad Horse.
They were like, do you want us to bring Douglas? Who's Douglas? And there was this huge white horse with flowers in its mane. I was like, I don't know this horse. I guess Douglas.
Sir, this is not my horse.
Who's Douglas?
You've stolen someone else's horse.
It's like a transfer from someone else's game. Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know where the other temples are going to be. It's great. This is what my initial point was so long ago.
We're back.
Is that in that the first temple in the Gerudo Desert, I couldn't figure out how to solve a section of it. And I was like, okay, I can't, you know, because typically solving the puzzles comes down to using one of your abilities. And I'm like, well, Master Hand doesn't work. There's nothing I can fuse with. I was like, I got to ascend. Okay.
Yeah.
Ascend it up. I was like, I was in some scary part of the dungeon that clearly is like a far later section. There were robot guys everywhere and like light flying around. I was like, well, I've got to go. And then because, you know, when you solve the dungeon sort of linearly, you're opening doors. You're opening. So I couldn't get back. I was like, I have to go all the way out of the dungeon. I got to ascend to the roof.
And then jump off.
And go back in. And yes, but I love that the game let me do that.
Yeah,
it was
like
yeah, dude.
Good luck.
Get it. Yeah, you're not ready for this. You don't have all the equipment, but you could do it. The whole game's like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it just kind of lets you do whatever you want. There's definitely been, I wish I could remember an example, but there's been so many puzzles where I was like, I don't think I was meant to do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I found a broken switch, like a lever.
Yeah.
And I think I was meant to fuse, like find the missing part of it. But instead, I shot ice off the roof and then stuck the ice to the lever and then turned it that way. And that worked.
That's great. Anytime I press a button down by dropping heaps of swords on it, I'm like, they didn't want me to do that.
They didn't want me to just weigh down a button by putting all my equipment on it.
It's also so funny when you're like just trying everything. So there was like one dungeon. Don't know what I was meant to do in it, but
yeah.
One of the things in it was like this big candle, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like trying everything, and I was like, what if I fuse it with my sword? And then I had a candle on the end yeah. of my sword, but it didn't do anything.
Yeah,
it didn't help.
I've done that accidentally,
like,
too.
Okay.
I was like, this would be a cool like candle sword so that I could just use it like a torch. Nah.
Nice try.
Yeah. I like that the game, so certain fuse combinations just have a brand new name, which
yeah.
is cool. But it also just, like, makes up a name for two random things you fuse together. So at one point I had, when I fused this Zonai sword, it was yeah. a Zonai sword.
that rules.
You gotta start fusing more
stuff. I'm not fusing anything. I'm making machines.
Yeah, you just gotta, if you pick up a weapon and yeah. nothing's fused to it, just pick something.
Pick something and put it, well, I like that. Like,
chuck a horn on everything. It makes yeah. everything better.
It's cool, like previously in Breath of the Wild, I didn't really make elixirs or meals, so I didn't really pick up monster parts. But now...
Why?
I don't know, I didn't need them.
No, I guess that's kind of fair enough, but also...
It's like, a big mechanic in the game, so why didn't I...
Well, it's not that it's a big mechanic in the game, it's more just like, they don't... There's no, like, pouch size for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can just pick them up, and if you don't want them, just sell them, and then money.
Yeah, well, in Breath of the Wild, I never was worried about money for some reason. I was cashed up.
Yeah, so, enemies dropped rupees way more frequently
yeah,
in Breath
so it
of
was
the
kind
Wild.
Of like, whatever. But now, because I'm like, well, everything's dropping a horn, and I can put those horns on my swords.
Yeah.
I'm picking up everything.
I got a horn on my shield.
Whoa!
Don't know why. It sticks up, not out, so it doesn't do any damage. I think it made the shield stronger. Can't remember.
That's awesome.
Yeah, looks... Cool.
But yeah, no, for me, I'm like, there was a, you know, so the sort of towers that you use to map the area.
Yeah.
A lot of them come with puzzles, which are quite fun.
Yeah.
And one of them, it was like surrounded by this big monster sort of like base. And I was like, well, what if I went up really high to one of the sky islands and yeah. dropped down on it? But it was a bit too far away. So after a lot of experimentation, I was like, I'll get one of those glider things.
Yeah.
And I'll attach a bunch of rockets to it.
Oh, no.
I think I spent a full hour, like a full hour trying to Wile E. Coyote my way. Because what would happen is the bird thing would just go flying off.
Yeah.
And then I would just have to dive down, kill myself, start again. Like, oh, man, it's crazy. Is there anything about it that you don't like? Anything about it where you're like, I wish this was different or whatever?
To be honest, I haven't experienced anything like that yet. I'm even having like the thing of like, I can't stop playing it unless I complete a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then even then, if I complete a small task, I'm like, well, another one's just started.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
This is, you know, great design, but like, you'll finish a shrine and kind of from that shrine, you'll see another shrine.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I might as well.
I think in Breath of the Wild, I did it a bit differently where I just hit the before I did anything really, I just yeah. hit all the towers. So I had the full map. Have not done that.
The
this
towers
time.
Are far harder to do, I find.
Yeah.
Like they're in more annoying positions or whatever.
Yeah. And there's a lot more like, it's definitely a harder game than Breath of the
yes,
Wild.
Yes, absolutely.
Which makes sense. They've kind of done what the Ocarina of Time Majora's Mask thing was, which was like, hey, if you're playing this, chances are you've played and beaten the first one.
Yeah.
So it's harder now.
You're going to ramp up the difficulty. Yeah.
Nintendo do that a lot now that I think about it.
Mm.
Mario, then Mario the Lost Levels, which was actually Mario 2 in Japan.
Yeah, that's true. It's crazy as well. Like, it can't be understated how complicated this game is.
Yeah.
But what it does, and anytime a really good Nintendo game comes out like this, I'm like, people are not using the Switch well, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the fact that you can do this on the Switch,
yeah.
and it only chugs, like, occasionally or
yeah.
whatever. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Then you look at everything else on the Switch store, and you're like, why is everything else on here garbage?
Yeah.
I know Nintendo's a AAA studio or whatever. There aren't really any other AAA studios making games exclusively for the Switch. But still.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is nuts. And It is also exciting because, like, now we're currently getting talks of, like, Nintendo in a business meeting of some variety mentioned a new console. And it's the first time they've officially said anything about it. But it's not coming out for at least, I think it's, there's no console planned for release until at least after this something period, which is till the end of March next year. But it'll be interesting to see what happens when you put this game on that, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless Nintendo do a curveball and the next thing is the Switch U and it's a disaster.
They could. They could. Look, you wouldn't put it past Nintendo.
They love to do a big swing and a big home run followed immediately by a big swing and not, like, big swing, no ding, but also their pants fall down and they do a fart and everyone boos them.
Yeah, that is a
People
Nintendo
are coming
classic.
Around on the Wii U now, though.
Wii
so maybe,
U, is
a,
it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Wii Nintendo Land, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most of the Wii U games now are on Switch because
that is true.
Pretty much any, the way they were designed to play works on the Switch too, basically.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But good console. We have one.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, we love the Wii
we
U.
We love the Wii U. We're Wii U heads.
We are, big time.
Yeah, so it will be interesting to see if this was, because Breath of the Wild, you could play in the Wii U. It was a Wii U game.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That frightens me.
What would it be like?
It can't run that well.
No, it's
going
to run like shit, surely.
I'm
but
always curious
not.
To try and track it down.
Maybe it'd be worth it just to give it a go.
But then we have, then we'd have all the Zelda games on the Wii U.
And it would
people
kinda
would be very proud of us.
Yeah, we do desire your pride, listeners. Yeah. And it would be interesting to see what Breath of the Wild was like to play. Where presumably you have the map in your hands, which is, I guess, how it would work.
Yeah, unless it was one of those weird Wii U games where it was just the same screen twice.
That could happen as well.
I think it would be the map. No, because, yeah, it would have been designed like that so that it replicates how
how's Link's got it in
Yeah, because Link has the it's like an iPad, or the Sheikah Slate.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
I guess is similar to the Wii U gamepad.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's worth
maybe that's the ideal way to play it.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it was.
And I also still need
way.
To play Twilight Princess on GameCube. Yeah. See what that was like.
Damn, dude.
Apparently, that's better than the Wii to play it. But the Wii U's the best way to play it.
Wow. Why did I say the GameCube's better?
Because the Wii version of the game's mirrored. Because
that was a perfect.
That was perfect.
Tim Allen. Oh my god.
And like the motion controls don't really add anything to. Twilight Princess, so okay. I think playing it with the GameCube controller just feels better.
Yeah, fair.
And it runs pretty much the same because the Wii wasn't really a graphical upgrade from the GameCube at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, the Breath of the, Tears of the Kingdom, Twilight Princess, was it like mirrored entirely on the Wii because Link's left-handed in real life. That's right, in real life.
Yeah, okay.
I know him.
Yeah, whoa.
He's not very chatty. But yeah, Link's left-handed, but most Wii owners were going to be right-handed, so we're like, we'll mirror it so the sword is in his right hand.
That's weird.
And instead of just changing that, they flipped the whole game.
That's crazy. What a crazy decision.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, it doesn't line up with Zelda lore anymore, because it's like, to the west or whatever is usually Death Mountain, but in this it's to the east because the game's flipped.
That's very funny. Yeah.
I don't know why they
That's
didn't
That's a crazy decision, Nintendo, but it's a very Nintendo decision
Yeah,
as
flip
well.
The game!
Flip the game! Flip the game!
Flip the game! Okay, Shigeru Miyamoto.
Right, Shigeru, stop yelling! Flip the game!
Are you familiar with mirror mode? Mirror mode!
He invented mirror mode.
Yeah.
Because Shigeru, he loves mirrors.
Yeah, every game should have a mirror mode.
Yeah, it should. It's like, I love when Mario Kart's like, mirror mode, it's a whole new game. No, it's not.
Well, you thought you had to turn left, now you turn right. All mirror mode does is make your brain upset.
It's just harder, but not in a fun way. It's just
harder
annoying.
Because you can't rely on muscle memory.
Yeah.
Or knowledge. All familiarity gets used against you.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe mirror mode is good.
Yeah, mirror mode's sick. The CPU's slightly harder in mirror mode, so it's harder in that way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything about Tears of the Kingdom that I don't like. What I'm wondering about, because, you know, I infamously?
Well, it depends if it's what you're going to say is going to be a positive or a negative.
Well, I have a short attention span.
Infamously.
So I've got an infamously bad brain.
Yeah.
And games really got to struggle to hold my attention, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I keep kind of waiting for me to be like, oh, there's too much, or I've kind of done everything. So, but it feels like because you can, it's kind of almost like paradoxical, because you can spend so much time on one thing,
yeah,
and the game is so huge,
yeah,
it's really hard to get sick of, because you're like, I'm sick of trying to make this bird machine fly.
Yeah.
I'll go do something else or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the actual...
I think the only chance there will be if you for you to get bored is if the one of the temples sucks.
Yeah.
And it's the last one you're doing, so you can't go do something else instead.
That's very true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or if Hyrule Castle sucks.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I've pretty much finished the game, so I finished the game.
I feel like I just breezed through Hyrule Castle and Breath of the Wild.
Well, yeah, because Breath of the Wild's... It's like Ganondorf's easy.
Yeah.
And most of the Hyrule Castle stuff is just fun. Like, it's like, oh, there's a Linox or whatever just hanging out in the corridor. Good yeah, luck.
That's true. I quite like the boss fight for the Gerudo Temple. That was a lot of fun.
The boss fight in the Wind Temple was less fun, but that's okay. It was weird.
All right.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like a big dragon with spikes on top of it.
Yeah.
And, like, three big orbs in its body.
Okay.
That go, yeah. And there's a fan underneath you that's blowing you up the whole time. So if you, you have to use your paraglider to go up.
Yeah.
And I don't really know. I think the way I did it was kind of cheesing it a little bit. Because there's spikes on top of it.
Yeah.
But the gems you can see from underneath, which are clearly weak spots.
Yeah.
And I would just paraglide up to it and then go into like
the kind of slow motion arrow mode,
and then just each one of those took three arrows, and then a new phase started where it shot tornadoes at you.
Oh yeah!
But one time I was above it and it shot spikes at me from its body, which then exposed the orb from the top, and I was like, I wonder if
is that meant to be doing this the whole time?
Yeah, I was like, I reckon, because I could probably land on it now. Huh. But I didn't try it, so I don't know.
That rules. The Gerudo boss fight is a big insect called the Gibdo Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got the camera yet? You taking photos?
No, I don't have the camera yet. I missed it somehow. Probably because I went straight to the desert.
Yeah, probably. It's like, have you met Impa yet? No, you haven't.
Where's she?
Not in the desert.
I went, was Impa the old
Impa's
woman?
Impa's old and very small.
Yeah, I met her on a petroglyph or whatever.
Yeah. So there's two, like, quests that are at the start-ish
yeah.
that, I think you're meant to do before you go do temples. I didn't do the Impa one. Like, I spoke to her, and yeah. I was like, oh, if only I could repair your balloon. I was like, yeah, I don't know. Bye.
Seems hard. I gotta go chase
a horse or something. God, I chased so many horses before finding out that I already had horses.
That's so funny.
I should have used a stealth potion or something, but instead I just tried to sneak up on horses. I got kicked in the head by a horse.
I finally caught a horse that way just because I came across a bunch. And then I was like, time to go down the mountain. And then it got stuck in the geometry. And I was like, I have to say goodbye to this horse. This horse can never follow me.
Well, I finally got a horse, which, again, before I knew that I already had horses. And I got on and I was like, oh, this is one of those dog shit horses. It only had two.
That's too funny.
Speed.
Douglas is awesome. He's got five.
What?
Douglas is fast.
Who's Douglas?
Who's Douglas? I don't know. He's a great horse, though.
Yeah, I'm excited to. I think. What are the pony points after the towing thing?
I don't know. Oh, no. I think you can just change its fabric or something. It's not as fun. Yeah.
Change the saddle or something. Mm.
The Gibdo boss fight, though, was big bug
yeah.
that you have to be like, hey, lady. You know, make the electricity field or whatever, and then electrocute it a couple times, then you could wail on it.
Yeah.
And then it summons these, or in the room there are like these big pulsating towers that spit out Gibdos, which are like, you know, like undead guys or whatever.
Yeah.
They only die to electricity.
Oh, yeah,
and
sick.
They crawl on the ground and chase you, and it's very
good.
Scary. And I kept eating shit there again and again and again until I finally figured out how to basically explode one of the towers, and then this beam of light comes down, and the Gibdos can't get in the light.
They ate it.
But you're just trapped in this circle of light, and you've got to kind of fight your way from there, which was very fun.
So that is fun.
It was a good boss fight. I'm excited for the others.
Yeah.
Except for your one, which sounds less good.
Yeah, it was more just like, the Wind Temple is similar to the one in Breath of the Wild where you got to rotate shit to find the switches. There's no rotating this time, but
yeah.
It's like, here's the area, there's six switches. They're marked on your map. Good luck. And all of them, I was like, oh, okay, this will be easy because they usually make one. I was like, in older Zelda games, it'd be like three or four easy ones, then one that's a bit tricky. And then I hit the first one, and then I was like, huh, I don't know how to do any of the rest.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
One thing that feels awesome, though, is there's an ability called Recall.
Yeah.
Which lets you reverse time, basically. Anytime someone shoots something at me, recalling it just comes back and slams them in the head.
Oh, that's awesome.
You gotta, anytime someone throws a rock at me, I'm like,
Nice try, punk. Eat rock.
And also in the Wind Temple, there's big cannons, and when they shoot cannonballs at me, I just send them straight back and exploded them.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's I good reckon stuff. That's the ability I use the least recall, to be honest.
I go through phases of, like, my brain, for some reason, just can't hold on to the fact there's four.
Yeah.
And one or two just vanish from my memory for a bit, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that's how I've solved this puzzle.
And also, there's a space for a fifth.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is.
I've seen it in videos, but I haven't seen anyone use it, so I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
when I got the ability to use the Sage's ability, I just assumed that was going to be the next one.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, it's, I don't know what it is.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
We'll never know because we're not beating the game.
Yeah, we're both going to get bored and be like, actually, it sucks.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome. At the moment, I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah.
10 thumbs.
Yeah, look, I'm sure there will be some Nintendo 64 remake I will play or some kind of crab fishing game that will take the spot of Game of the Year, but it's probably 10 thumbs as well.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I have not been this addicted to a video game in a very long time.
Absolutely. I have to really, like, I'll be working, I'll be editing from, like, 10 until, like, 4:30, and then I'm like, well, the rest of my night. Like, literally the rest of my night until bed. We'll be both Tears of the Kingdom.
I've been playing it in a slightly different way where I'd, like, wake up, play a bit of Zelda, and be like, okay, I've played, like, an hour time to do some work. It'll get to lunchtime, or I've worked solidly for, like, 3 hours. I'm like, time to take a bit of a Zelda break. And then finish my work. Then I'm like, all right, I finished work. Time to take a Zelda break. Like, I'll cook dinner or something or go for a walk. All right, I've done that, so maybe a bit more Zelda to reward myself.
I know if I'm like, did a bit of work, did 3 hours of work, time to take a Zelda break, that will be the end of my working day.
It'll be the end, A big Zelda break. Take a work break with Zelda. I have played this, so obviously with the way the Switch works, you can't see how long you've played a game for until it hits 10 days. But I can say, sorting my games by most played, that Tears of the Kingdom has already overtaken Link's Awakening. Which is crazy because I've finished one temple in Tears of the Kingdom, and I didn't like streamline for it. I messed around a little bit, but I didn't explore that much.
Yeah,
and I finished Link's Awakening, so the first area
it's big.
It is big,
but it's not overwhelming.
No,
you know, and I keep again. Keep being surprised. I finished a little challenge, and I was like, "Oh, this will give me a shrine, or this will give me some money, or whatever." No, they gave me fabric. And I was like, what? And then I found out that you can change the paraglider fabric if you go to Hateno. So I got a Garuda paraglider.
That's sick.
I know. It's just stuff like that where you're like, what? I didn't know this was a thing.
And this is something that I cannot believe we haven't mentioned, or that I haven't mentioned. You can skateboard in this game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you fuse a minecart with your shield and then you shield surf, it's a skateboard.
That's insane. That's so cool.
And you can just ride it down hills or use it to grind rails if you've got enough speed.
That's awesome.
And the game is programmed so that, like, so a minecart in the game is usually wide enough that it has to sit on two rails for the wheels. But if you fuse it to your shield, it shrinks it down so that one rail fits in between the wheels.
That's beautiful.
So, like, they knew.
Yeah.
They did it. They knew
you were going to skateboard with it. It's an incredible game.
Yeah. 10 thumbs.
Yeah. 10 thumbs.
Now, Jackson, is there someone at the door?
Yeah, I think so.
Come into our beautiful Sydney Airbnb, Mr. Rods.
Hey, everybody! How's Sydney?
Oh, it's really good.
Whoa, it's real good.
Mr. Rods, I've been looking at the Opera House. I've been looking at the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Good bridge.
Sydney Harbour.
Good harbour.
I've been looking at Wahlburgers, the burger chain run by the Wahlberg brothers that's right next to Sydney Harbour.
Is he here?
No, he was here, though.
What?
Yeah, early.
I missed him.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with Marky Mark.
We missed him, too. But, he was here to run F-45 classes. That sounds like I'm lying, Mr. Ads, but that's actually true.
That's crazy. Well, that's perfect because I used his workout tape when I was younger.
Yeah.
Didn't get in shape.
Yes. You're looking good there, Mr. I.
That's very kind of you, boys. All right, I got some ads to deliver to you.
Thank you
so
much.
Enjoy Sydney.
We will, Mr.
Yeah,
Ads.
We will,
you
Mr.
too.
Ads. See you around, dude. Catch up.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's nice.
He is nice. You know what else is nice, Jackson?
What?
These emails. I said that.
Yeah,
and the
I don't know. That might not be true.
The reason I hesitated is because I knew in my heart of hearts that no, that is not true. So let's just look. We're just going to clear the inbox a little bit. We'll start with this one because this person hasn't listened properly. This is from M.
Oh, I love
Perfect
that.
Perfect game for Jackson. Maybe. It's Pizza Tower. You've played it. You've reviewed it.
Do people not listen to this show?
M, before you email the show, just head to your podcast browser of choice. I know that every episode title is just the headline game and other games.
Yeah.
But if you type in Pizza Tower Thumb Cramps, it'll tell you
it'll
which
tell
episode.
You. It'll be there.
Because it's in the episode description.
I mean, maybe if you
thanks for your email.
Yeah.
Hang on, did you say anything else good? It calls you a slimy rat, man. That's,
yeah,
that's all right.
Fair. That is true. Yeah.
And graduated last year. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Em. Well done.
Clearly, Em, listening to podcasts was not part of your
you didn't
finals.
Yeah. You didn't graduate with a bachelor of listening to pods. Yeah.
Next email, Jackson. And this continues the trend of people listening to Thumb Cramps in. This is not that abnormal, but it's still, it's nice to know that this is out there. People have listened to Thumb Cramps in horrific situations.
Yeah.
This is from Blake. Hello, my perfect internet boyfriends. It's Blake, and I wanted to let you know tomorrow, Wednesday the 10th, that was last week, Blake.
Oh my God.
I'm going to get my first professional tattoo. I'm going to bring my headphones and listen to Thumb Cramps the whole time. I think it will be a first for the podcast, getting a tattoo while listening to you guys. Sadly, my tattoo isn't Thumb Cramps related, but it is Australian related. I'm getting a tattoo of my favorite band, Trophy Eyes. That's a band I know, Blake.
Whoa.
Not personally.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think. I think I know guys that know them, though, if that counts.
That
there
does
we go.
Count.
Trophy Eyes have 2 degrees of separation from me. Is that
get
how
on
that
the
works?
Show.
Yeah. If this goes well, I could see myself rocking a Thumb Cramps tattoo.
Whoa!
Blake, get a Thumb Cramps tattoo.
Come on, Blake.
It wouldn't even need to be big. You could just get not physically a drawing of five thumbs, just
although,
the phrase.
Get a hand with five thumbs.
Five thumbs.
Five thumbs, Blake. That would be crazy.
I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Your boyfriend, Blake.
I would be scared, Blake, if I was getting a tattoo while listening to Thumb Cramps, that even though I hadn't asked for a Thumb Cramps tattoo, somehow when the tattoo was done, it would be a Thumb Cramps tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, that would be my fear. Or, you know, maybe that's unreasonable.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, a couple more emails. The emails this week have, like, an aggressive vibe, like, across the board.
Okay.
This is from Wyatt.
Yeah.
Dear gamer boyfriends, I just wanted to email you to say, one, how on earth could anyone get sucked off listening to you all? I tried.
What?
It blew.
Whoa.
Well, Wyatt, depending on the circumstance, It Blew could be a glowing endorsement or, shameful. But it sounds like it was bad.
Yeah.
And then two, Wyatt just says, have you guys thought about the Book of Mario lately?
I'm always thinking about it, dude.
Obviously, Wyatt. That's when we go to bed, we pray to it.
Yeah. I need to know the circumstances of that attempt. Were you like, babe, tonight, can we try something a little crazy?
I'm guessing that for some reason, and this is something I've voiced on the podcast before and something that no one should ever do.
Yeah.
They've been listening to the podcast out loud.
Yeah, bad.
And then
don't do
unrelated to thumb cramps.
Yeah.
It's gotten real horned up and then it's kicked off and then it's stopped. It's come to a screeching halt as in the background you just hear ba-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
pussy.
I'm gonna put my penis inside the PlayStation 2.
They'd be like, actually, this is a less erotic situation than I first thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, God bless you for trying, Wyatt.
And this is from Mallory, who's confused based on an episode we did recently.
Oh, okay.
Dear video game boyfriends, recently on the podcast, Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Masters was reviewed. Sorry, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duels was reviewed.
Uh-huh.
This is fine. I have no problems with this.
It's good to hear.
But during the discussion, Dusha brought up that he had played Magic the Gathering.
Uh-huh.
What? That concerns and confuses me for one simple reason. Dusha does not give off nerd energy. As someone who plays Magic and is most definitely a nerd, this confused me because despite hosting a video game podcast, he doesn't give off any nerd energy. You know when you meet someone and they sound, look, feel like a nerd? Oh yeah, I know.
Oh yeah.
This was weird by itself, but after thinking about it, I realized that neither you, Dusha, or Jackson give off nerd energy.
Hell
so
yeah.
So I wanted to ask, do you think that either of you radiate nerd energy? And if not, why did you two and Zamet RIP start a nerd podcast about nerd things? Thanks, Mallory. Listener from the start, and I included my name because I am not a coward.
Yeah, that's powerful. I don't think I give off nerd energy. I think I give off it's a little rat energy.
Yeah, rat energy, buffoon energy.
Yeah.
I probably, depending on what's going on, I could give off caveman energy. I got distracted looking out the window because there was someone running towards the studio, and I was like, who's that?
What are we about to have to stop this episode to say, go away?
No, they stopped. They turned.
Okay.
Just caught the attention out of my eye seeing someone run full pelt towards your house. I was like, huh.
What's going on there?
What's going on? And by the house, I mean obviously our Sydney house,
which is where we currently are. Yeah.
Hayden's asleep.
We didn't want to wake him up.
Yeah, we didn't want to wake him up.
Do you think, what situation could you put yourself in, like, to give you the most nerd energy? Like,
well, I've been in Magic the Gathering tournaments.
That's crazy. No, I don't know. It worked for me. I get it.
Yeah, but I also think that, like, I roll in and, like, I mean, I get treated differently to how people do. Not because I am different, just because, like, the energy I radiate is different.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not nerd energy. Yeah.
It gives me an edge because I'm confident about the decisions
over the competition,
I'm making. They're like, what's he cooking? And the answer is, I'm not great at Magic, so I'm cooking nothing. But it looks like I'm cooking something.
Well, and also you have the ability, I suppose, where you don't give a shit if you lose.
Yeah, dude,
you know?
I don't care. I'll just go, hey, the prize is a booster pack or whatever. I got $7 or whatever. I'll just go buy one.
A booster pack. Yeah. And yeah. I would never play Magic the Gathering in my life.
Yeah.
It sounds...
You played Yu-Gi-Oh, though.
I did play Yu-Gi-Oh. I was forced to play Yu-Gi-Oh.
I think Magic the Gathering has a Lord of the Rings set and a Doctor Who set coming out soon, which means that those universes are somehow going to collide because Magic has a story.
I feel like... And this is crazy because you love Doctor Who, right? You're a Doctor Who guy.
Yeah, I love Doctor
Who. You love Doctor
Who. As someone who hasn't watched it properly in... years.
Yeah, but you talk a big game about rewatching it.
Yeah, I watched the first three episodes. Not rewatching it, watching the stuff I missed.
Yeah.
I will never rewatch it.
I feel like you playing Doctor Who Magic the Gathering would cause a tear in the universe or something.
Well, that,
it's like, so hard to picture.
I don't know how they'll make Doctor Who Magic the Gathering good.
Yeah.
In the sense of, because like Magic usually will have like, I don't know, like little fire freaks or something, or like a goblin giant or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, cool, this guy's got like 3 attack, 3 defense or whatever.
You just play an Ood or whatever.
I guess you can just play an Ood.
Yeah, or whatever they call it, Voltaren.
Yeah, Voltaren.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys.
Now that I've considered the fact that there's probably Ood, I want the Ood card.
Yeah, you want to play an Ood deck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And it is probably worth noting, I haven't played Magic since, like, a long time, since Earthshock expansion came out. I think that's what it was called.
Oh, my God.
Let's find out if that's what it's called.
Do you think that's the nerdiest thing you've ever done?
Played Magic.
Do you reckon there's anything nerdier?
I mean, I read manga and watch anime.
Yeah, but that could be cool.
Magic could be cool.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I've never played it. I don't know what the nerdiest thing I've ever done.
It's not called Earthshock, I don't think.
Who do you reckon is the nerdiest in the network?
Adam.
Yeah, Adam's written fan fiction. Yeah, that's true.
And rest in peace, and it's fine to talk ill of the dead, but Joel Salmon.
Yeah, that's true. They are the sort of nerdy pit of the network.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, I can't remember what the Magic expansion I was talking about is. So here's another email.
Yeah.
And this is an update on an ongoing saga.
Whoa! I love sagas.
So, dear Thumb Cramps, but most importantly, dear Bianca.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn.
If you are indeed the Bianca I know, we haven't spoken in about a year and a half.
Whoa.
And I don't really have any direct way to contact you other than through this podcast. So I'll come clean. My name is Sienna. We went to high school together and you were one of the people who introduced me to Sandpants.
To what, dude?
Sans pants.
What did they introduce them to?
Let's try that again. If this is not the same Bianca, then this is very embarrassing. But I am mostly convinced that it is you, and you are the same Bianca. Thank you, Thumbcramps, for facilitating this conversation. That's huge.
That's massive.
Huge if true.
Bianca, come on. Bianca and Sienna. If we can make this reconciliation happen,
yeah,
that would be so powerful.
That would be huge. What are the chances?
What are the chances?
If this is each other, whoa. My God.
Please, if this is each other,
let us know. I miss playing Zelda.
We need to know if this is each other.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, and on to the last email. And this is from friend of the show, Ruby.
Whoa!
Hey, video game boyfriends and whoever has the misfortune of being on this episode.
No one.
No one. So Ruby says, as he thrusts his pelvis up one last time while simultaneously pulling Wario's spherical body down onto his monster, uh-huh. Wreck-It Ralph shot out a boiling hot load of thick, creamy, and absolutely putrid cum
right.
that was so mighty that it even pushed itself out of Wario's own wiener.
Wow.
Wario's bussy was entirely destroyed.
Yeah, okay.
It would take years for his hole to recover from Wreck-It Ralph's wreckage. He started to sweat Wreck-It Ralph's cum and was now covered in it, and unable to remove it from his body, he froze inside a casing of Wreck-It Ralph's cum. Wreck-It Ralph passed out after the cum of all cums uh-huh. and didn't wake up for a trillion years. The end. Love, Ruby.
Thanks, Ruby. Thank you for that email to our video game review podcast.
And if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Today's episode came to 20 thumbs.
Whoa!
Game of the year. Game of the year. Air horns will go here. Thank you, me from the future. And yeah, if you want to get into contact with the show, I just said to email us, but you can also follow us on Twitter at ThumbCrampsPod.
Yeah,
which
follow
is good.
Us on Twitter, for Christ's sake.
I use that Twitter more than my own Twitter, mostly.
Yeah? What the hell are you doing right now?
People tweeted me recently saying, hey, you're confident, but you're wrong all the time.
Yeah.
And to that, I said, gamers can't be wrong. Anyway, we'll see you next time when we're still in Sydney.
Woo! Bye-bye!
If you're in Sydney, holler at us.
That's crazy.
That's good.
I'm waving at Dusha.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.